Amr Al-Azam is a professor of Middle Eastern history at Shawnee State University in Ohio. We often turn to Amr for questions about the war in Syria. So, Amr, given Donald Trump's cozy attitude toward Vladimir Putin and supporting Putin's plans in Syria, and this has got to be a pretty disheartening day for the Syrian opposition, and you're part of it, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, I am. And like you quite rightly pointed out, it is a time when we really don't know what's going to happen. Certainly as far as the relationship between Putin and Trump, it appears that they are getting along with each other. And as far as Syria is concerned, I anticipate that Trump will try to come to some arrangement with Putin. The price for that will obviously be Aleppo, where Putin will be given a free hand in Aleppo, and this will be a big win for the regime.
Do you see with President Trump a possibility that the war in Syria could somehow come to an end faster than any of us ever would have thought?
I don't know about coming to an end faster, but the trajectory of the war, some of the directions that the war might take will probably change. One of the big issues that will be up on the table is, will Trump continue the nominal, bare minimal support that the Obama administration has provided for the Syrian opposition? Will that cease completely, or will that sort of develop in a new direction? That's number one. Number two, what will the Trump administration relationship with Turkey and with the other regional actors be like? So how will Trump deal with Turkey and Turkey's interests in the region and in Syria? Will he support Turkish aspirations to prevent a Kurdish joint Kurdish canton, for example? How will he deal with the Gulf states and Saudi Arabia and their sort of, if you want, interests in the region? And three, and most importantly, I think, how will he deal with Iran? And how will he deal with Russia? Now, with Russia, he will probably try to work with. But with Iran, it is very unlikely that, given where we know Trump stands on Iran and Iranian issues, it is very unlikely that he will want to deal with them. And more than likely, he would want to somehow be seen to be limiting their influence or their ability to act through their proxies. And now I might, again, have some impact on what we're doing in Iraq as well. And, we have to see what happens there.
Amr, you're Muslim at Shawnee State in Ohio, a state that went for Trump, a man who has had harsh and hateful words for Muslims. How does this day feel to you personally?
I mean, I'm a very secular person, so I qualify the Muslim, but that won't, in the mood that we sense in the country as a whole shifting, it is a time for worry. And I have many friends who are actually practicing Muslims, and they are very concerned. Personally, I just don't think there's going to be that much of a change. I think whilst there are concerns and a lot of people have expressed them, in real terms, will that mean that now I'm going to have to look over my shoulder as I walk down the street in Portsmouth, Ohio? I don't think so. Will I not be able to go and buy things from the store, from my local Kroger store in Athens, Ohio, where I live? No, I don't think so. So in the short and immediate term, I don't think it's going to have a major impact. But I think overall, is there an increased sense of anxiety, an increased sense of fear maybe, or... Yes, there is. And I see it, in many of the people who I know who are Muslim, who are Arab, who are sort of the others, if you want.
Amr Al-Azam, professor of Middle Eastern history at Shawnee State. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.